USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In his first official full cabinet meeting, President Biden told various secretaries,
"We've got a lot of business to do, get done."
The president also named 5 members of the cabinet to take the lead in explaining the administration's jobs plan.
Working with my team here in the White House, these cabinet members will represent me in dealing with Congress, engage the public in selling the plan, and help work out the details as we refine it and move forward.
A company which is used by Johnson & Johnson to produce their coronavirus vaccine has been cited many times by the FDA for major problems, such as poorly trained employees, cracked vials, and black mold found around the facility. Johnson & Johnson says an unknown quantity of vaccines were recently rejected. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. "Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Investigators are not saying exactly what caused the crash of Tiger Woods. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Investigators are tight-lipped about the cause of the crash that left golfer Tiger Woods seriously injured. The investigation into the February 22nd crash outside of Los Angeles has wrapped up. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva saying if they get permission from Woods to release the cause of the crash, they will. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is launching a program to help people in low-income communities get COVID-19 vaccines. Vice President Harris was at a roundtable with community leaders.
With the increasing number of supply of vaccinations, we are at a phase at this moment where we can actually get a hold of this thing and advance where we want to be as a country in terms of protecting our neighbors.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Francisco Lindor signs the third largest deal in MLB history with the Mets. USA's Dan Naraki reports.
Just hours before the beginning of the 2021 Major League Baseball season, the New York Mets have locked up their all-star shortstop. Francisco Lindor and the Mets have agreed to a 10-year, $341 million deal, ending a tense contract negotiation. The deal is the third largest in MLB history, behind Mookie Betts' $365 million deal with the Dodgers and Mike Trout's $426 million contract with the Angels. New York opens the season on Thursday night in the nation's capital against the Nationals. In that game, the Nationals will be without 5 players after 1 positive COVID test. The other 4 players and 1 staff member are quarantining as close contacts.
The fourth day of the criminal trial against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin began with prosecutors retracing the final days of George Floyd's life. Police Lieutenant Jennifer Amott said a man locked the courtyards to block entrance to the buildings.
It appears the suspect used a bicycle-type cable lock to secure the gates from the inside on both the north and the south sides of the courtyard. 2 officers engaged the suspect from outside of the gates, and an officer-involved shooting occurred.
Floyd's former girlfriend, Courtney Ross, took the stand. She became emotional when she recalled how she met him in 2017. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.